Connecticut Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
42-41, Blue Devils by one. Pick and roll down low. Aiton Lamps sits on the rim and in. 7 for 8. First bucket of the second half.
Today, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament featuring Loup City, Overton, Centurion, and the host Blue Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Siskowski, high post, good bounce pass to Bauer underneath, and Paul lays it up and in for his second bucket.
These are the final games of the 2012 for these four squads, and each is hoping to end the year on a win. It's the Ravenna Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, to the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hits Randy Bushcutter live from Ravenna right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, welcome back here. The final game of the day here from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Time to crown a boys champion between Ravenna and Loup City. Both these two teams coming in with wins yesterday, but conflicting games, different styles of games. Loup City won their game 24-22 over Centura in obviously a very kind of a slugfest. I mean, it was a drawn-out, very tough basketball game, whereas Ravenna, they won a more up-tempo game. You know, far and away more up-tempo. They won over Overton 72-62. So a much more up-tempo game. Loup City, slower pace game. You know, both of them kind of, you know, very, it was a tight game and it was a well-played game, but it just did a entirely different style of action between their games yesterday. Loup City still probably want to play a little bit more slowed down, probably want to be a little bit more methodical. Ravenna would really like to make this a faster tempo game, and really kind of whoever sets the tempo probably has an advantage, but also whoever takes better care of the basketball, because both these two teams really know how to play defense, and whoever takes better care of the basketball is probably going to win between Loup City and Ravenna. And what could be the first of about three games between these two schools, they're conference rivals, so they'll play regular season conference action. They might see each other in the conference tournament, and of course they're going to play here in the finals of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. So Loup City and Ravenna, what we think could be a very good ball game. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Welcome back here to Ravenna. Let's give you our starting lineups. Loup City, obviously, will be the visiting team, so we'll announce them first. Their starters are Brady Rasmus and a 5'10 junior. He'll start with Austin Bochert, 5'9 and a senior. Cole Lambrecht, 6'1 and a junior. We'll start with Ryland Lambrecht, 6'3, also a senior. And Matt Jarzynka, 6'3 and a junior for head coach Paul Henry. For the Blue Jays, their starters are Blake Kravosta, a 5'9 sophomore. Tom Siskowski, a 6-foot-tall junior. We'll start with Sid Techmeyer, 6'3 and a senior. Tyler Douglas, 5'11 and a senior. And Paul Bauer, a 6'4 senior. For head coach Paul Veronik, who will be looking for his 402nd career win here today over Loup City. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. So we're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll have the tip between the Jays and the Red Raiders. When we come back right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here, and I misspoke. Ravenna, obviously, on their home floor. They are the home team here. They're in their home white uniforms with the blue numbers, letter, and trim. And Loup City will be in their road black uniforms with a little bit of white piping and red numbers and letters. And the tip goes through the hands of a couple of Jays and out of bounds. It's going to be black basketball. And so it'll be Loup City basketball. And it will be Ravenna actually had the tip. So the possession arrow is pointing to Loup City as well. No, it's going to be, never mind. On the baseline, jumper here by Bochert, it's no good. Rebounded by Bauer. The possession arrow is pointing to Ravenna. So it'll be Loup City basketball. They'll basically have the first possession here. Hermosa has it on the right wing, facing some pressure here from Loup City. As again, Loup City's going to go man-to-man. They work it back around the perimeter. Douglas kicks in the corner. Techmeyer, who got hot yesterday, his three is no good. Rebounding is Bauer. Bauer's going to kick it out. Open for three is Cremosta. That shot won't fall, and we got a foul on the rebound. And that's going to go against Ravenna. So a couple of threes here for Ravenna. They couldn't get either one of them to fall, and they foul on the rebound on Tyler Douglas. That's his first. And now that diamond press here for Ravenna that they've been doing for years very effectively. Bochert, long pass up ahead for Riley Lambrecht. Riley Lambrecht flies in the lane and will pass it over to Jarzynka. Jarzynka jumper on the baseline. It's no good. Rebound tipped over to Kamosta. Kamosta is going to dribble out with it and has it stolen away. Coming up with it is Bochert, and he's going to get up to Rasmussen. And Rasmussen misses a layup with nobody around. Offensive rebound by Riley Lambrecht. Can't come up with it. Rebounded now by Kamosta. Kamosta kicks it up ahead, and we're going to have a push. Whistle on Matt Jarzynka. And Loup City just kind of slowly was, you know, laying it up and in, and Rasmussen just missed a layup. Austin Jukubowski going to check in here for Loup City. Still looking for our first points of the ball game, and each team has had some pretty good looks, but nobody's been able to break through here. Kermosta dribbles through the lane. They kick it back out for Techmeyer. Techmeyer takes all the way to the baseline. He'll try a reverse layup. It's good. Sick Detmeyer was actually had his head underneath the glass and laid it back up and in over his head and hit nothing but the rim. So Bochert will bring it into the offensive zone here. Amherst over Ogallala in girls basketball, 53-51. They'll take on Kearney Catholic tomorrow in the finals of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. We'll have that game for you tomorrow on our, well, right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Jumper by Jokubowski, no good. Rebounded by Lambrecht. Kick right wing, Bochert jumper, no good. Rebound by Jarzynka, he's going to kick it out, and Lambrecht with the first 2 points of the ball game. Jarzynka made the catch, and then just kicked it right back out, screened his player off, and gets the assist as well as a rebound. Bauer's got it in underneath, and Bauer, they're going to call him for a walk. He was being pushed pretty hard there by Cole Lambrecht. They lobbed it in underneath, and Bauer made the catch, and Bauer, they're going to call him for the walk. And the Ravenna faithful thought that Cole Lambrecht had gotten away with a push, and I'm not so sure they're not right. In any event, Loup City's going to inbound it. They get it for Riley Lambrecht. Back over for Bochard. And now Cole facing a double team. Passes it up ahead to Riley Lambrecht. Pass goes through the legs of Jarzynka, but tracking it down in the corner is going to be Jukubowski here for Loup City, and Loup City will set up a half-court offense. Bochard gives it right wing for Lambrecht. Lambrecht on the baseline for Cole Lambrecht. And now Cole will get it back out here for Austin Jukubowski. Kick out for Austin Bochard, and we're going to have a charge. Collecting the charge. Nice defensive play there by Alec Hermosta. And Hermosta gets a nice round of applause here from the fans at Ravenna High School. So the foul by Austin Jakubowski, the charge, but is also a turnover for Loup City. Cremosta will give it to Techmeyer between the circles. Over for Cremosta. Blake Cremosta looking, and he's going to kick it here left wing for Alec Cremosta. And Alec Cremosta will work the ball back around the perimeter. Alec gave it away, now gets it back. He'll step up to the elbow, kick it out here for Blake Cremosta. Back out to Alec. Alec's going to fire a three. Good look at it, but it's a little bit strong and rebounded by Austin Bochart. Bochart brings in the offensive zone here for Loup City. We'll kick it between the circles here for Cole Lambrecht, and they'll give it on the right side here for Jakubowski. Back around the perimeter for Bochart, who gives it on the baseline here for Lambrecht. And Lambrecht on the baseline for Alex Spontanski, who checked in during the last stoppage. And they'll give it off here for Bochart. Back around the perimeter, right wing. Lambrecht's got it. And they're going to double-team it as they get it on the baseline. Spring it back out. Jakubowski will now hand the ball off. Penetrating here is Bochart. Will floater in the lane. That's a tough shot. And the rebound is pulled out of there by Cremosta. Ravenna did a good job boxing out. There wasn't any black jerseys down there. Kick out for Brady Standage. He's going to kick it back around the perimeter here. Alec Cremosta gives it to Techmeyer. Techmeyer off on the right side here for Cremosta. Back on the right wing for Techmeyer. And now to work it back around the perimeter again. Cremosta's got it. Loup City going man-to-man here. And a little penetration and a flip underneath. And the shot is up and good. Nice little lob pass in, and Techmeyer gets the bucket. So 4-2, Ravenna with the lead. Lambrecht brings in the offensive zone. Bochart has it. On the baseline, driving is Riley Lambrecht. A little floater. And that's a nice soft touch there by Riley Lambrecht. And he's just tied the game at four. Pass up ahead here for Kobe Schirmer. Schirmer gives it between the circles for Techmeyer. Techmeyer's not going to shoot a three from that far away, as he's picked up by Riley Lambrecht. And so we'll give on the left side here for Brady Standage. Standage is going to hand it off to Cremosta. He's got it top of the key here. And Cremosta picks up his dribble. We'll give it to Techmeyer. Techmeyer's picked up defensively by Jakubowski. And Jakubowski gets Techmeyer to pick up his dribble. He gives it at the elbow for Brady Standage. Standage at the free throw line will help work it back around. Schirmer will kick it over. Now right back out here for Techmeyer. Will fires a three and hits the three. Well, Techmeyer wanted to shoot, and why not? He strokes in the three-pointer, and it's a 7-4 lead here. In the offensive zone, driving here is Lambeck, and Lambeck all the way in. Nice in, lays it up and in. Pass on the right side for Alec Cremosta. Cremosta looking. Can't find anybody to pass it to, and he'll give it between the circles for Sid Techmeyer. Techmeyer gives it off left side for Standage. Cremosta's got it. Cremosta on the baseline, and he's going to be held. So there's a little foul. With 2:19 to go. And Ravenna's going to inbound it, and both teams going to make large-scale substitutions. Checking back in the game is Bauer and Tyler Douglas, among others, for Ravenna. Techmeyer inbounds, gets it inside for Bauer. Bauer has it stolen away. Lambrecht comes up with a steal, and he'll bring it into the offensive zone. He's being battled with by Thomas Siskowski. And now a little ball fake, a little penetration here by Lewandowski. Lewandowski shot's no good. Rebounded. Cremosta coming out of there with it. Pass up ahead, and it's tipped out of bounds off the hands of one of the Blue Jays. They're trying to get it up court to Siskowski. And gimping over there is Grant Lewandowski. And Lewandowski is not able to put much weight on that leg. He comes out of the game here. And for the Blue Jays, coming back in is Brady Standage. Minute 59 to go here. Quarter number one. Pass up ahead to Austin Jakubowski, who gets it up ahead to Jarzynka. And Jarzynka will kick it right back out here for Bochart. Minute 50 to go. Loup City handled the press pretty well there. Let's see what they can do in the half court now. Lambrecht off of a screen will take it down to the top of the key. He'll step back, fire a three, and hit a three. Now, he was cool, calm, and collected there. Riley Lambrecht now 9 points, all nine of Loup City's points right now, as they lead at 9-7 with a minute 29 to go. At the elbow, that's Standage. Standage is going to kick it right back out here for Tyler Douglas. Douglas gets it on the baseline. Backing in is Brady Standage, and he'll pass it through the lane, and it's knocked out of bounds by Riley Lambrecht. Checking in is going to be Techmeyer. And he's going to trigger in the inbounds play here for the Blue Jays. And for Loop City, back in there is going to be Cole Lambrecht. The inbounds to Tom Siskowski. And he'll get it off left wing here for Tyler Douglas. To Cremosta. Side, there's Techmeyer for three. And he hits the three. Techmeyer, his second three-pointer of the game. He's got all 10 of Ravenna's points. Loop City has all 9 points from Riley Lambrecht. Jacobowski will give it back out here for Bochart. He'll give it off on the right side here for Lambrecht. Lambrecht is going to direct traffic, and they're going to look to enter it in, and it's stolen away. They looked inside too long, and Blake Cremosta made the steal. He'll bring in the offensive zone, kick left side for Techmeyer. Techmeyer will take it down to the baseline. They double-team him, and we're going to have a reach whistled on Austin Jacobowski. So the second foul against Jacobowski. Four as a team against Loop City. Techmeyer tosses it in. He gets it in for Siskowski. And Siskowski gave it away. Now they'll give it right back here to Blake Cremosta. 22 seconds left. We'll see if they work it for the last shot. They get it at the elbow here for Douglas. Douglas now will kick it back out to Cremosta. 16 left. Techmeyer has the top of the key. He's picked up defensively by Lambrecht. He'll get a little screen. Techmeyer kicks right side. There's Siskowski for three. And Siskowski hits the three-pointer. 4 seconds left. Inbounded to Bochart. Bochart, long pass up ahead. Here's Jacobowski. And his 40-footer at the buzzer is no good. But a last-second three-pointer by Tom Siskowski gives Ravenna a 13-9 lead. At the end of the first quarter, we'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Our final game of the day, the Blue Jays right now with a lead over Loop City 13-9 in the boys' championship game. Earlier today, Centura won the girls' championship 47-36 over the Lady Jays. Consolation game went to Centura on the boys' side, and the girls' consolation game was won by Loop City. So here's Blake Cremosta, who's going to hand it off to Techmeyer as the Blue Jays have possession of the basketball first to start the second half, second quarter here. Techmeyer in transmission. That's a tough three-pointer, top of the key, but it gets his own rebound in the corner, and he'll get it to a cutter. That's Siskowski. Siskowski drives, and he'll hit it off glass. Five straight points here for Tom Siskowski, and right now a six-point lead for Ravenna. They pass it up ahead here to Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht gives a cutter to Riley Lambrecht. And Riley Lambrecht runs into Tyler Douglas. Douglas will collect the charge. So Riley Lambrecht, with 9 points in the game, is called for the foul here. And that is his second personal foul. So a little bit of foul trouble there for the leading scorer for Loop City. Techmeyer has it top of the key. He'll kick left side for Bauer. Bauer gives it on the baseline here for Douglas. Douglas dribbles back around. And 7:03 to go here in the second quarter. Get the ball back out here to Siskowski. Siskowski dribbles into a little bit of trouble, passes out of it by getting it to Blake Cremosta, and now Techmeyer has it top of the circle. Techmeyer lobs it inside, pass is caught by Bauer, and then Bauer is fouled. Kind of almost like a hook pass instead of a hook shot. It was kind of a hook pass there by Techmeyer, lobbing it in for Bauer, and then Bauer was fouled. So he's going to go line and shoot a couple here. And that's a foul on Jarzynka. That is his second. Free throw is up and good for Bauer. The fouls are not distributed very well here for Loup City. They've been whistled for six fouls. Two on Austin Jakubowski, but two on a couple of starters. Riley Lambrecht has two, and Matt Jarzynka has two fouls. Bauer's free throw is on the way, and it is good. So that'll make for an eight-point lead here for Ravenna. Lambrecht passes up ahead here for Bochart. Bochart carried it. Well, they're going to call it over and back. Well, I don't know how that can be over and back. The offensive player wasn't established. He followed the ball in. In any event, that's going to be a Loup City turnover. And Brady Standage has it at the elbow. He's going to kick it right back out here to Siskowski. A little ball fake here by Techmeyer. Techmeyer gets it inside for Bauer. Bauer's shot won't fall. And tracking down the rebound is going to be Bochart for Loup City. And here come the Red Raiders. Driving is Bochart. Now he'll bounce pass it out here for Riley Lambrecht. His step back fire at three. It's no good. And rebounded by Cremosta. Blake Cremosta's fifth rebound of the game so far. And Techmeyer spotted the three, but now he'll get it inside. Backing in there is going to be Standage, and Standage's pass is going to be intercepted by Jakubowski. So that'll be a Ravenna turnover, and here comes Loup City. Riley Lambrecht is then fouled. He's hit by Siskowski. That'll be his first personal foul. Siskowski will come out. Alec Cremosta coming in, and we got a timeout here for Loup City. 6:02 to go in the second quarter. It's 17-9. Ravenna with the 8-point lead. Loup City will inbound. We come back after this timeout.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Well, an 8-point lead here for Ravenna, so Loup City wants to call the timeout, and this timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you. Well, Paul Henry not happy with how things are going right now. He's not upset. He just wants to get something going here, as he was just drawing up a play or a set or, you know, some whatever he was drawing up. It was not a chew-out session during the timeout. It was, here's what we need to do kind of session. They inbound the basketball to Bochart. Bochart is going to be picked up man-to-man by Blake Cremosta. Bochart brings it in the offensive zone. Kicks on the left side here for Riley Lambrecht. Bounce pass on the baseline. Open for three. Here's Jakubowski. And Jakubowski is fouled, I believe. And Jakubowski, that was not a great look at the basket, to be honest with you. But he's going to go in line, and he's going to be able to shoot three free throws here. The first one is no good. The foul on Brady Standage is his first. Second free throw rattles around, and it's good. That'll make it now 17-10. In favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays. But a chance here for Loup City to cut into it just a little bit more. And the free throw is up and good. So two out of three from the free throw line is Jakubowski. First points of the second quarter here for Loup City. Techmeyer has it on the left side. Right now Loup City going man-to-man. They've done that quite a bit here. And Techmeyer will kick it off on the right wing here for Douglas. Douglas. We'll give it back to Techmeyer. Techmeyer on the bounce. They're looking on the inside, but Paul Bauer pretty well covered by a couple of Loop City players. And Techmeyer will get it out between the circles. Tyler Douglas makes the catch, and he'll kick the ball back out here to Siskowski. Siskowski gives it left side for Kremosta. Alec Kremosta looks over the top of the defense. Spotanski putting a little bit of pressure on him. But now Kremosta with the dribble gives it between the circles here to Siskowski. And in between the circles, they will give it back out here for Techmeyer. Techmeyer from the elbow gets it right back out here for Douglas. And now penetrating is Siskowski. He'll kick it right back out here for Douglas. Very patient set here for Ravenna. And Siskowski, again looking around, will kick on the left side here for Alec Kremosta. Douglas gets it on the baseline. Techmeyer will drive, and his pass is knocked out of bounds. Trying to get on the baseline, trying to bounce pass it through the lane to the other side, and Riley Lambrecht knocked it out of bounds. And so Ravenna will inbound here. Well, Ravenna has been working their offense pretty well, being very patient, but that Loop City defense right now has been hard for Ravenna to crack. The inbound here for Douglas. Douglas takes it at the elbow. Driving up is going to be Kremosta, and Blake Kremosta lost it, but able to track it down and kicks it out to Sid Techmeyer. And Techmeyer will reset the offense. Douglas now has it, and we'll start all over again. Techmeyer gets it left side. He's going to fire an NBA three back the iron and no good. Gets his own rebound and then has it stripped away. On the run here is Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht's going to kick it out. Now top of the key with it is Jacobowski. He's going to give it off on that left side for Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht dribbles to 15 feet away, shoots from the elbow. It's no good. Rebound taken out by Ravenna. On the ground was Douglas to pull up the rebound, and he'll kick it up ahead here to Siskowski, and Siskowski has his pocket pick by Jacobowski. So Jacobowski comes up with it. Here comes Bochard. Bochard on the right wing here for Loop City. Drops back, and we're going to have a reach whistled on the Blue Jays. Bochard penetrated through there a little bit, and there was a reach. And so that'll be the fourth foul on Ravenna. Checking in here for Loop City will be Matt Jarzynka. After the second foul on Tom Siskowski, Loop City will toss it in here for Bochard. 17-11. Ravenna with the lead. Loop City with the basketball. Bochard, nice bounce pass in the lane. Lambrecht didn't handle it very well, but then he comes up with it, shoots it high off the glass, and Cole Lambrecht with his first 2 points of the night. Quickly in transition, here's Tyler Douglas. He's going to kick it out to Techmeyer. Techmeyer thought about the three, caught it in rhythm, and now he's going to penetrate. A little runner in the lane, missed it. Can't come up with a rebound. It goes into the hands of Bochard instead. Techmeyer was there. He just couldn't grab it. And had he caught it, he would have had an offensive rebound and an easy bucket. Dribbling through some pressure is Riley Lambrecht. He'll take it to the right side, lob it down low for Cole, and they're going to reset the half-court offense, giving it to Austin Bochard. Bochard from the elbow gets it to Austin Jacobowski. Jacobowski drives in and out. Rebound being tipped around. Coming up with it is Paul Bauer, and Bauer will work it up ahead to Techmeyer. Long outlet pass to Douglas, and Douglas has it stolen away by Bochard. So here comes Loop City. On the baseline, they'll give it to Jacobowski, and they're going to reset the half-court offense to Bochard. 2:35 to go here, 17-13. Ravenna with the lead, Loop City with the basketball. Here's Lambeck trying a long three. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Jarzynka. Jarzynka misses. Lambeck with the offensive rebound. It won't go. Rebounded by Techmeyer. Techmeyer long outlet pass. Kremosta comes up with it, and a little bit of a touch foul being whistled here against Loop City. And that will be foul number 7 as a team. So at the free throw line is going to be Blake Kremosta. Kremosta, no points, but 5 rebounds. Not bad for a little guard, huh? He gets in there and battles pretty hard for any loose ball. The foul whistled on Matt Jarzynka. That is his third. And the front end of the 1-1 is no good. Rebounded by Riley Lambrecht. And the long pass, stolen away. Coming up with a loose ball here is going to be Kobe Schirmer. And Schirmer with the bucket. The steal originally was made by Alec Kremosta, and Schirmer capitalized on it. Long pass up ahead. Coming up with it is Jacobowski. Jacobowski in the lane, kicks it out. And mishandling the ball was Riley Lambrecht. Otherwise, Lambrecht would have had an open look at a three from the top of the key. And he stroked one from that exact spot earlier. Jacobowski has it on the right side, picked up by Kremosta, so they'll kick it off here for Austin Bochard. Bochard, little give and go, gives it to Lambrecht, and Lambrecht before the shot is fouled. That's going to be only five on Ravenna. So Loop City will inbound. Brady Standing is going to check in here for Ravenna. The foul on Bochart is just his first. Riley Lambrecht gets the inbounds, dribbles to the right elbow, and now he'll give it right back out here for Jacobowski. Jacobowski kicks it out for Bochart. Right side open here is Riley Lambrecht. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Jacobowski. He's going to penetrate the lane, and he'll score. Austin Jacobowski got a rebound about 15 feet away, flew into the lane and hit the shot. Techmeyer now. Pass through the lane, dangerous one, and it's going to be intercepted. So another Ravenna turnover. And now Loop City slowly is going to bring it in the offensive zone. 19-15, Ravenna with a four-point lead, minute to go here in the second quarter. With it is Lambrecht for Loop City. He'll get it off for Rasmussen. Rasmussen drives, follows a screen, shot no good. That was a good-looking drive. Brady Stanage will pull down the rebound for Ravenna. And Cremosta brings it up. He's used up his dribble. He'll kick it off on the right side for Shermer. And Shermer doesn't want to shoot over the top of Alex Botanski, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. And Paul Henry and Paul Baronic both working their respective teams pretty hard here, telling them what to do. And here comes Alec Cremosta giving it top of the key here for Techmeyer. 24 seconds left. Techmeyer uses up his dribble. He's going to kick it off on the right side here for Alec Cremosta. Cremosta watches people cycle through, gives the top of the circle for Cremosta. And we got a timeout here for Ravenna. Paul Baronic calls a 30-second timeout with 15.3 to go before halftime. 19-15, Ravenna with the lead. They'll inbound. We come back after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Welcome back here to Ravenna, and Coach Baronic wanted to draw something up here for the final 15.3. Let's see if it's one of those things where they attack right away off of the inbounds play, or they have kind of a secondary thing. You want to shoot at least with about 3 or 4 seconds left on the clock so you have the chance to get that offensive rebound and bucket. In any event, inbounding the basketball here is going to be Techmeyer. Techmeyer will get it in for Blake Cremosta. 11 seconds left as they give it back to Techmeyer on the right side. And Techmeyer uses up his dribble, kicks it back out here for Bauer. Bauer has his pocket picked. It's stolen away. Coming up with it is Bochart. And Bochart stepped on the baseline after making the steal with 0.8 to go. So Ravenna will have the opportunity with 0.8 to go to get some sort of tip play as the inbound on the baseline. The lob, Bauer catches it, can't come up with it. And so they don't even get that last shot off. So Ravenna has to be content with a four-point lead here at halftime. The Jays lead it 19-15 at intermission. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Welcome back here to Ravenna. We're at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. 19-15 right now. Ravenna with the lead over Loup City at halftime of the boys' championship game. Earlier today, Centura came away with the girls' championship 47-36 over Ravenna. Kind enough to talk to us about it is Ravenna head coach Noah Malsby. And, Coach, a couple of things kind of jump out. One of the first things I kind of noticed early in the game when you fell behind, Centura forced you guys into some turnovers. Turnovers really were kind of a problem that eventually you solved, but they were a real bugaboo to start the game.
Yeah, you know, they did a good job of freshening our guards. And, you know, it's we just have to take care of the ball and be aggressive. Sometimes we're a little bit tentative at times, but that's part of growing and getting experience too. You know, I thought they got a lot better at it, though, in the second half.
And, again, a very young team. You only have one senior on the roster, and she's a role player. So, I mean, this team is going to continue to grow and get better. Are you optimistic that that's one of those areas, you know, handling that pressure is one of those areas where you guys will be able to be the aggressor, be the predator instead of the prey?
You know, and that's something we rely on, too. You know, usually we are the aggressor. And, you know, it just happened tonight that, you know, they caused – you know, a few more turnovers than what we were able to force. But, you know, I think it's something we work on. We need some people to step up, but we'll get there.
And another area, and you kind of see this with Centura, we were kind of talking about it. You brought it up, and I didn't really even notice it during the game, but Centura with 10 points from the free throw line in that fourth quarter, and you guys were, what, 1 of 7 from the free throw line in the game?
Yeah, we were 1 of 8 for the game. You know, and that, you know, 3 of those misses were in the fourth quarter, the front ends of 1-on-1s, and, you know, they make 10 free throws, and, you know, that's pretty big swing right there, you know.
Yeah, and again, they just kind of stepped through and kind of made some plays. You guys had fallen behind for a while and then did a nice job of battling back and took that lead in the end of the third quarter. Do you feel maybe your team ran out of gas at that point?
You know, yeah. And, you know, especially, you know, our point guard, our post, and they got a good post player, you know, number 54. She's pretty physical, so we had to leave our post in. And, you know, and that's something that we need to work on, too, is finding a little more depth. You know, being able to play up and down because, you know, you could tell by watching, you know, our point guard, Kaylin Basner, she was starting to get a little tired, you know, but she has the ball in her hand, you know, a good part of the game, so.
We're talking with Ravenna head girls basketball coach Noah Malsby. Earlier today, Ravenna won 47-36 to claim the championship. Another factor was Amy Johnson. She was playing great and then got in some foul trouble. You had to set her down for about half of the third quarter after she already got 10 points, and then she fouled out about midway through the fourth quarter. How big of a factor was her foul trouble?
You know, it is because we rely on her to score. You know, she's a good outside shooter, and honestly, this was probably the best defensive game that I thought she played all year. She was actually aggressive in the post, and, you know, so it did hurt when she went out. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
Well, you're kind of at that point. We kind of talk around the holiday period, you know, that's kind of that first third of the season or wherever. Where do you kind of see your team at the moment, after, you know, winning one, losing one here in your own holiday tournament?
You know, I think, you know, even from tonight's game, I thought there was a lot of things that we did well. But, you know, there's obviously things that we need to improve on, you know, take care of the ball, you know, rebounding, you know, not giving up offensive rebounds would probably be the two things that stick out to me the most. You know, and I think if we take care of those, you know, we'll have a, you know, a successful second half of the season.
And again, what do you kind of see as that measure of success? I mean, you kind of look at this like, okay, next year we're going to be pretty good, or do you think this year is a chance for you guys maybe to get some experience going through the district and maybe even making it down to Lincoln?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where you always expect to win. You know, every time we go out, we expect to win. We prepare to win. And that's the way it is this year. You know, I'm not going to say that we're just waiting for next year because, you know, that's not fair to the girls. You know, and I think they prepare, they work hard. And, you know, our goal is to win every single game. You know, will it happen? Who knows? But that is our goal.
Well, that's certainly always the goal. And next week, I had it written down at one point. I'm trying to remember where you guys are going.
We got three in a row. Donovan Trumbull, then Wood River, right. And then we got Litchfield.
Yeah. So, and again, you get right into the heart of the matter with the conference schedule as soon as you guys get back and start the next semester.
Yeah, and then we got Minden on Tuesday. It's just a lot of games right in a row at the beginning of January. So.
Yeah, better. I'm good. Glad you had that 5 days off for that moratorium. You got to rest up the girls. You're going to be awfully busy here for the next week or so.
That we are.
All right. No, I appreciate the time. Congratulations. I mean, nice game today. Yeah. I know you guys fell a little bit short, but you can kind of see it. You can kind of see that you guys are going to grow and you guys are continue to get better.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
All right, appreciate it. That's Noah Malsby, the head girls basketball coach here at Ravenna. Again, Centura won the girls championship 47-36, but Ravenna leads at halftime of the boys' game here 19-15. We'll continue with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clicks.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. We're in the midst of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. A 19-15 lead here for the Jays over Loup City. And what has really been a very tight defensive contest. We've had a few stretches there where the offense have kind of shown up. But each team's got a player that's doing the bulk of their scoring. Right now, Riley Lambrecht leading the way for Loup City. I have him for 9 points here in the first half, 9 of their 15 points. 4 points for Austin Jacobowski and 2 points for Cole Lambrecht. For Ravenna, leading the way, Sid Techmeyer. Techmeyer with 10 points, all of them in the first quarter. And then after that, Tom Siskowski has 5 points, 2 points for Paul Bauer, and 2 points for Kobe Shermer. And again, Ravenna leads here at intermission, 19-15 over Loup City. We're going to take one last 30-second timeout. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
And welcome back here. It will be Loup City basketball. They will start the second half here. Possession arrow pointing their way. Scoreboard pointing the way of Ravenna. They lead it 19-15. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And there is the whistle. We're just about ready to get things underway here. And they're going to throw it just into the backcourt here for Austin Jacobowski, as he brings in the offensive zone, faces some pressure, gives it to Austin Bocart, and Bocart dribbles to the free throw line and hits a jumper in transition. So Bocart doesn't take any time at all him for Loup City to get their first points of the second half. Dribbling up here is Techmeyer. Techmeyer kicks on the left side here for Kremosta. Kremosta's going to drive, shot no good. Rebound by Bauer. And Bauer kicks it out for Techmeyer. Techmeyer's three, no good. And Techmeyer with the foul on the rebound. He was trying to get to the basketball, but Riley Lambrecht did a good job of screening him away from the ball as Lambrecht was going to get the rebound. And the foul is on Techmeyer, his first. So Loup City cuts the lead in half. They trail it now 19-17 here in the early stages of the third quarter. Dribbling here is Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht will give it ball off on the right side here for Jacobowski. Top of the circle here for Jarzynka. Jarzynka kicks on the right side. There's Jacobowski. His jumper hangs on the rim. It will not fall. And coming out of there with it is Techmeyer. So Techmeyer kicks up ahead here for Blake Kremosta. And Kremosta gave it to Techmeyer. Back around the perimeter we go. And on the left wing here is Siskowski. Siskowski between the circles for Techmeyer. Loup City. Going with a little 2-3 zone here at the moment. Kremosta. Nice little dribble. Passes through there to Siskowski. He'll fire a three. It's no good. And we're going to have a foul whistle on Tyler Douglas. As the rebound was taken out of there by Riley Lambrecht. Amherst right now is leading in boys basketball over Ogallala at 21-9 at the end of one quarter. So with the basketball, we're facing a little pressure is Bocard. Bocard being battled over there by Kremosta. Kremosta with the steal. And right in front of Paul Henry, and he does not agree with the call whatsoever. He thought that was off one of the Blue Jays. Anyway, they inbound it. They kick it to Techmeyer. Techmeyer misses the three, but coming up with the basketball is Ryan Bauer on the rebound, and he lays it up and in. He'll push that lead out to 21-17. On the bounce here is Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht dribbles on that right side. And again, he's going to just hand the basketball off here for Bocard. Bocard has it top of the circle. And he may have gotten away with a little walk, but he flips it over for Lambrecht. Lambrecht, that's a tough-looking 15-foot jumper. It's a little bit short. Kremosta pulls down the rebound. And Blake Kremosta, his sixth rebound. And he just about had his entry pass stolen away. He's able to track it back down, gives it to Siskowski. And between the circles, Techmeyer has it. Jacobowski putting pressure on Techmeyer. Techmeyer's got it now, and they try to lob it down low, and he can't make the connection to Paul Bauer, and that'll be a turnover. Alec Kremosta going to check back in. So is Brady Standage and Kobe Schirmer here for Ravenna. And Loup City to inbound it after the turnover. Bocard has it, and he's going to be picked up defensively by Blake Kremosta. And Kremosta will pressure as they get it to Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht, great start to the game, has been quiet since then. Alex Bontanski had his hands on the ball momentarily, now gets it to Lambrecht. Lambrecht from the elbow, tough shot, no good. Tracking down the rebound over there is going to be Siskowski, and Siskowski stepped on the sideline as he was trying to outlet the ball. He came up with it over there along the baseline and in that corner, and he stepped out of bounds. So, in a sense, that's kind of a Loup City team rebound here, as Bocart's going to inbound it, and he'll get it in for Riley Lambrecht. Back for Bocard. Bocard uses a little bit of a screen, drives in the lane, nice bounce pass inside, using the glass and scoring is going to be Alex Spontanski. Nice bounce pass from Bocard to Spontanski. And now they got the ball knocked out of bounds over there by Loup City as Ravenna was bringing it up court. 21-19, a little bit less than 5 minutes to go here in quarter number three. Ravenna has led by as many as 8. Right now they lead by 2, 21-19. On the dribble here is Siskowski. Siskowski stops in the lane, has to kick it out. Schirmer's going to fire a three top of the key. It's no good. And rebound by Cole Lambrecht. And Cole gave it away to Bocard. Got it back. Now bounce pass to Bocard. 10-second count going on, but he breaks the timeline with a pass to Spontanski. Kicks it back out here for Lambrecht. And he'll fire a three. And over the back is going to be Riley Lambrecht. And that's going to be a push on Riley Lambrecht. That's going to be his third personal foul. That one was an easy one to call. Techmeyer checking in here for the Jays, for the Red Raiders. It's Matt Jarzynka. Jarzynka's going to come in for Cole Lambrecht. Thought maybe Riley might come out with that third personal foul, but he might be a little bit too valuable to the Red Raiders to take out. Siskowski on the baseline. Gives it right side now for Standage. Standage on the right wing. Hasn't dribbled. He'll give it to Siskowski, who has it between the circles. Right wing, here's Cremosta. He'll take it all the way to the baseline off glass. That's a strong drive by Blake Cremosta, his first 2 points of the night. That was a pretty drive. Lob pass goes in here for Bocart. And a four-point lead again for Ravenna. Bocart dribbles through traffic. Nice bounce pass to Jarzynka. And Jarzynka missed the shot. Boy, that was a pretty bounce pass. And rebounded out of there by Techmeyer. And on the right wing with it is Standage. Standage will give it back to Techmeyer. And Techmeyer looking around. He'll take it down to that baseline. Lost it momentarily. So he's looking for a cutter. And he'll give it top of the circle here to Cremosta. Cremosta lost the ball, but right into the hands of Alec Cremosta. So Blake lost it to Alec. And they'll reset the offense. Siskowski gave it away. Now Techmeyer on the right wing's got it. Still has a dribble if he wants to use it. Now he'll dribble to the top of the circle. Lost it. And now, 5 second count's going on. He's looking for someone to pass to. And he's able to find Tom Siskowski. Cremosta facing some pressure here from Spontanski. Stepped through there. That's a nice move. He stepped through there. And Blake Cremosta pivoted strong with that pivot foot. Found an open area. And he hits the shot. And now a steal. Stepping through there is Siskowski to make the steal. And now Siskowski's got it back. So Ravenna's got the ball right back here, leading by six. And they'll give it off on the right side. Here's a three-pointer by Techmeyer. In and out, no good. Boy, he was shooting in rhythm. He couldn't get the shot to fall there, though. And Riley Lambrecht comes up with it. He's going to drive. Just kind of hand it off to Jarzynka on the baseline. Kick out for Bocart. Bocart 15 feet away. His jumper's no good. And rebounded by Techmeyer. Loop City had a couple of really good looks at the basket on that set, and their shot, the one shot they took, was off the mark. Driving here is Blake Cremosta, and Blake Cremosta's come alive here in the third quarter. Timeout Loop City as Cremosta drives in off glass, will score, and Ravenna has equaled their largest lead of the game. They lead at 27-19, 2:18 to go here in the third quarter. Timeout Loop City, we'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, Loop City has equaled their largest lead of the game here. Ravenna has equaled their largest lead of the game here, which is why Loop City called the timeout just a moment ago. Try to get things straightened out here. They cut the lead down to three. And now a little mini run here by Ravenna, and they've been able to push that lead right back out to eight, which has been their largest lead of the game. Bocart will bring it into the offensive zone, and he'll kick the ball back out here for Jacobowski. And Jacobowski had trouble handling it. And he'll give it off for Lambrecht. Lambrecht's got it top of the circle. Jump stop in the lane. Shot off glass, rolls around, and good. Cole Lambrecht, that's a pretty little drive as he's got his first bucket of the ball game. Blake Cremosta helps work it back around the perimeter. Tom Siskowski has it. And they'll give it off on the left side here for Brady Standage. Back out for Siskowski. Siskowski, top of the key. Still has his dribble with a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. He'll take it in the lane, and he's double-teamed, lays it high off the glass. It's no good, and the rebound tipped around, and Austin Jacobowski comes away with it here for Loop City. He'll kick it back out here for Bocart. Bocart, long pass up ahead for Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht's going to dribble up, shoot off glass, no good. Rebound by Bauer, and here come the Jays on the run. Up ahead here is Blake Cremosta. He'll take it to the baseline, loses it, gets it back, passes through the baseline to Bauer, and Bauer will score. How Blake Cremosta found Paul Bauer, I'm not sure, but he did. And it's now 29-21, minute to go here, third quarter. Ravenna with an 8-point lead. Dribbling up here is Bocart. Bocart gets it on the baseline, and now they'll kick it back around the perimeter. Get it back out here for Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht, top of the circle for Austin Jacobowski. Jacobowski dribbles left wing. We'll just bounce pass it in the corner, and I think Bauer is going to whistle for a foul there. And that is going to be just the third team foul here on Ravenna. First personal foul on Paul Bauer. 41 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 29-21. Spontansky checks in. He's going to inbound the basketball. Gives it to Riley Lambrecht. Riley dribbles behind his back, but it hits his feet, so he has to pick up the ball. Bokart's got it here. Bokart will give it off for Jacobowski. Jacobowski gives it on the baseline for Spontansky. 25 seconds left. They give it for Lambrecht. Lambrecht's going to skip it over for Bokart. Bokart, they isolate things for him. He'll drive, take it off glass, a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound, shot won't fall for Cole Lambrecht, but he will go to the line as he was fouled. Cole Lambrecht pulled down the rebound, went right back up with it, hit on the arm, and with 15.1 to go, he'll try to chip away at this Ravenna 8-point lead, 29-21. The foul on Tyler Douglas is his third. The free throw. Up and good for Lambrecht. Cole Lambrecht, a 44% free throw shooter, heading into the tournament. I don't think he's altered that a whole lot in the two games so far. Lambrecht, second free throw here, is on the way, and it's short. Rebounded by Alec Kremosta. So here comes Ravenna. They kick it up ahead to Siskowski. 9 seconds left. Right wing, Blake Kremosta. Top of the circle to Siskowski. Siskowski drives, kicks it back out. 2 seconds left. Little runner by Kremosta, no good. And rebounded by Cole Lambrecht at the buzzer. Blake Kremosta, runner. One of the few shots he's had here in the third quarter that didn't fall. He's got 6 points in the quarter. And Ravenna has pushed the lead out to 7 again. They lead it 29-22. We'll head to the fourth quarter right after this.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Well, 8 minutes to decide the Ravenna Holiday Tournament Championship, but a 7-point lead to start the quarter for Ravenna, and they'll also have the basketball. Sid Techmeyer will just toss it in here, and the fourth quarter is underway. Gives it to Blake Kremosta, who gives it left side through the hands of Siskowski. Siskowski's able to track it down. Cycling through there is Alec Kremosta. He's used up the dribble, so he'll give it to Blake Kremosta. Kicks now right wing for Alec. And Alec, top of the circle. Gives it right side for Techmeyer. I think just about everybody's touching it except for Bauer, and he's asking for the ball down low. He's posting up in there hard, and they finally get it into him, and he kicks it out, and he's going to throw it into the backcourt. That's going to be over and back. And so it was caught so deeply that the ball will be inbounded on the baseline. Again, over and back is not inbounded from midcourt. It's actually for where the offensive team touches the ball. It's based on that. So Loup City had a chance to score there, but they just lob it in for Riley Lambrecht, and they'll set up the offense. Jacobowski gives it back out for Bokart. Bokart kicks left side. Here's a jumper by Jacobowski, and it is out of bounds. It hit the rim and bounced over the glass, so it's out of bounds. Well, again, Ravenna yesterday scored in the 70s. Loup City scored in the 20s. We're at kind of a Loup City pace of this game instead of the one Ravenna played yesterday. But Ravenna has the lead, 29-22. Pass in the left corner for Siskowski. Cutting through there is going to be Douglas. And Douglas with the catch, release, and shot. He caught it about 8 feet away on that bounce pass and went right up with it, banked it off the glass, and first points of the game here for Tyler Douglas. Driving the baseline, that's a strong drive by Riley Lambrecht, and Lambrecht with the score. Amherst right now leading Ogallala 34-23 at halftime. And a game against Ogallala in their own holiday tournament. Driving here is Tyler Douglas, and Douglas has it blocked out of bounds by Riley Lambrecht and way out of bounds. So Lambrecht with the block, but they're still playing defense. Checking in here is going to be Paul Bauer. Bauer is going to come in here for Tyler Douglas, I think. No, Douglas is still in there. They inbound the ball to Blake Kermost, and it's stolen away. Stolen away by Jacobowski. Jacobowski's leading a 3-on-1 break. He's going to lay it off glass, and he scores. Austin Jacobowski now with 6 points in the ball game, and it's a 5-point game with 6 minutes to go. 31-26. Dribbling here is Blake Kermosta. He'll kick the ball back out here for Tyler Douglas. Right wing with it is Kermosta. Kermosta gives it between the circles to Siskowski. Tyler Douglas gives it over there to Techmeyer. Techmeyer. I'll tell you what, they respect his ability to shoot. But now they left him open. Now he's backing up. And now he's not open enough to shoot, so he'll give the ball to Tyler Douglas. Back to Techmeyer. He'll fire a three. No good. And rebounded by Lambrecht. You've got to know where Techmeyer is. Dribbling here is Lambrecht through traffic, and he's hit on the arm. And that is going to be the fifth team foul against Ravenna here. Loop City's only committed one foul here in the second half, so they can be pretty aggressive defensively. They're down by five, so if they're in a point where they need to, you know, send Ravenna to the free throw line, they're going to be a long ways before they can do that. Bocart is going to inbound the basketball. And it's inbounded to Jacobowski. Jacobowski on the catch landed at midcourt, but he hadn't established position with the basketball yet. So Loop City still has possession here. Bocart will dribble into the lane. A little floater rolling around, and good. Nice shooter's touch by Austin Bocart, who now has 4 points in the game. And that makes a three-point ball game, 31-28. 5:05 to go. Ravenna with the lead and the basketball. They kick it right wing here for Tyler Douglas. Enter it inside for Bauer, and Bauer has his shot blocked. And coming up with the basketball now is Riley Lambrecht, and Lambrecht dribbled on the sideline. It's out of bounds. So Loop City turns it over. The block by Riley Lambrecht earlier. But then Loop City dribbles down the sideline. Again, Ravenna, they're not just going to give you the basketball. They're going to pressure it wherever they find it. So after the blocked shot, Loop City came up with a loose ball, but then Ravenna got it right back with some pretty good defense. Siskowski gets the inbounds, and now they give it off on that right wing here for Alec Kermosta. Between the circles, Sid Techmeyer gives it for Blake Kermosta. Alec cycles through. Now Techmeyer is going to fire an NBA three. It is short, and then a foul. It was a rebounded originally by Tyler Douglas, and Douglas was then hitting the chops by Riley Lambrecht, and that's going to be his fourth personal foul. Only the second team foul for Loop City here in the second half. They gave the foul. No, okay. Yeah, they got it right there. Lambrecht. Whistle for the foul. Kick in the corner. Here's Techmeyer for three on the inbounds. No good. Offensive rebound. Bucket good for Tyler Douglas. Douglas with a couple of nice plays here in the fourth quarter. And 5-point lead for Ravenna. 33-28. With the dribble is Bocart. Bocart kicks into the corner. The three in and out, no good for Lambrecht, and rebounded by Techmeyer, and Techmeyer is fouled. .414 to go here, fourth quarter. 33-28, Ravenna with the lead and the basketball. And I did not see who they gave that last foul to, and they haven't put it up on the scoreboard yet, so my apologies. The kick in the left side here for Alec Kermosta. They'll work it back around the perimeter. There's Blake. Blake picked up man-to-man by Jacobowski, so they'll give it to Techmeyer as they work it around the perimeter. And now Techmeyer doesn't use the screen. He'll kick it on the right side, a little give-and-go. Pass, layup, good. Real quick set little play, and Siskowski. As they kicked it out on the wing, Siskowski kicked in right away, followed the basketball in, they caught him, and Siskowski hits the shot, and a timeout here for Loop City. Loop City calls timeout after that great play for Thomas Siskowski, gives Ravenna a 35-28 lead with 3:39 to go, fourth quarter. Timeout, Red Raiders. We're back right after this timeout.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, still a couple of timeouts left here for Loup City. Ravenna has, I think, four left. So if they get to a position where they need to call some timeouts, they're going to have plenty of them. Riley Lambrecht is going to inbound it here for Loup City. He'll just toss it in for Bocart. Bocart will bring it across the timeline. He's picked up there by Kermostin. Bocart on the dribble. And they'll give it between the circles here for Jacobowski. Jacobowski from the elbow. Hands it right back out here for Bocart. Bocart gets a screen. He's wide open for a jumper, but misses it from 10 feet away. And it's rebounded by Douglas. That one just rattled in and out. Right now, Loup City just the victim of some cold shooting because that was a good offensive set. Techmeyer's got the ball near midcourt. Still has his dribble if he wants to use it, and he's not being closely guarded. And they'll kick it off on the right wing here for Siskowski. Between the circles to Douglas. Douglas gives it off here for Blake Kermoster, who enters it in for Alec. Alec kicks it out. Here's Techmeyer for three, and he hits the three. Sid Techmeyer's first points since the first quarter. And he makes a 10-point lead here for Ravenna, their largest lead of the ball game with 2:41 to go. With it is number 10, Austin Jacobowski, 15-foot little runner. It's up and in. 38-30. 2:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ravenna is up by eight. Techmeyer has it again. And Lambrecht will put pressure on, so they'll kick to Siskowski on the right side. Between circles, Tyler Douglas has it now for Ravenna as they work it now for Techmeyer. Techmeyer pressured by Riley Lambrecht, so they'll kick it back out here for Kermosta. Kermosta back to Techmeyer. They're just playing catch with it. And, you know, you're up by eight. You don't even need to shoot if they're not going to pressure you enough. With the dribble here is going to be Tyler Douglas. Now Loup City is going to try to trap here a little bit. And coming through, they'll flip it off here for Techmeyer. Techmeyer kicks on the right wing for Alec Kermosta. Alec Kermosta will give it to Blake. Blake dribbles through. And now a little foul whistled by on Cole Lambrecht. So here's the deal a little bit. Riley Lambrecht probably not going to be the guy that you want to commit the foul. He's your leading scorer, and he's got four fouls. Matt Jarzynka has three fouls for Loup City, but Loup City might need to commit some fouls here to try to get Ravenna to the free throw line. Kermosta can't bring it across the timeline. Now a long pass to Douglas, and Douglas throws it through the lane and turned it over. He got it at the free throw line, turned around and tried to connect with Siskowski. He was cutting on the baseline and just couldn't make the connection. So Ravenna turns it over here. Minute and a half. Loup City needs a bucket here. They trail at 38-30. On the bounce is Bocart. Bocart pass right side for Jacobowski. Jacobowski going to drive into the lane. He's going to flip it off glass. It's no good, and we got a block. It's going to be whistled, I believe, on Tyler Douglas. In any event, we're going to shut the clock off. And Loup City's going to go the free throw line to shoot two. And Jacobowski, who was two out of three from the free throw line, is going to step to the line here for two shots. And his free throw is no good. Austin Jacobowski, about a 56% free throw shooter on the season. And this is the first of two. And now he hits the second. And we got a timeout, Loup City. Minute 20 to go here. I think all he has left. He does have a full timeout left, so they'll take a full timeout here. Minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter. 38-31. Ravenna with a 7-point lead. They'll inbound. We come back after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Well, Loop City has only one timeout left. They've got to commit some fouls here, probably, because they've committed only four team fouls. And you think they, if you can't make the steal, obviously what they'd like to do is make the steal and go in for a layup, I mean, clearly. But if they can't do that, they commit the foul, stop the clock, try to extend this game as much as they can. They're down by seven. They've trailed by as many as 10. And Ravenna, they just need to take care of the ball, and when they get the opportunity to shoot free throws, shoot free throws. They might have even scored enough points to win the game. Pressure being put on. They get the ball in for Douglas. Douglas gives it right back, and then a foul as they get it back to Cremosta. So that's the fifth team foul. And that'll go against Jacobowski. That's just his third. And Ravenna has trouble inbounding it. So they got to call a timeout with a minute 16 to go. That's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Refresh your memory on what has transpired here today in the three games previously here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We started with the girls' consolation game that Loop City won over Overton. They defeated Overton 43-39 to win the girls' consolation. The boys' consolation game went to Centura with a 50-45 win against the Overton Eagles. The girls' championship went to Centura 47-36 over the Lady Jays of Ravenna. And now the Ravenna Blue Jays well positioned to win their own holiday tournament here. They lead by 7, 38-31, with a minute 16 to go here. They had to call the timeout to inbound. And they can't call timeout anymore. And now they do get the ball in the hands of Techmeyer. Techmeyer gives it right back to Cremosta, and Cremosta is fouled. Possession now pointing to Loop City. Now they've committed six fouls, and the next foul will send a J to the free throw line. They get the ball to Blake Cremosta. Cremosta dribbling through, and he's fouled. One of those they really meant to do it kind of fouls. I think they're going to give that one to Cole Lambrecht. That'll just be his second. So now Matt Jarzynka will come back into the fray here. Bradley Lambrecht with four fouls was out there, their leading scorer, but they just made sure he didn't play much defense. They sent him to the other end of the court. And front end of a one-on-one here for Blake Cremosta. And it is no good. And snagging the rebound is Cole Lambrecht. And Lambrecht will get it up ahead here for Bocart. Bocart with the dribble. 58 seconds to go. Gives it off on the right side for Jacobowski. Jacobowski kicks it off on the right side. Lob pass on the inside here for Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht will shoot. Back the iron. No good. Rebounded by Bauer for Ravenna. And they outlet it out to Cremosta, and Cremosta will go to the line again. 44.8 to go. Ravenna with a 7-point lead. Just a three-possession game here. Loop City, though, only has one timeout left, I believe. In any event, Cremosta will go to the line, and he's going to shoot a one-and-one, and that'll earn him the bonus. 7 points there for Blake Cremosta, and an 8-point Ravenna lead, 39-31, 44 seconds to go, and he extends the lead, hitting both ends of the one-and-one. With the dribble, here's Bocart. Bocart will kick it up ahead here for Jacobowski. Jacobowski's going to drive, float in the lane. He misses the shot, rebounded again by Bauer, and Bauer kicks it up ahead here for Siskowski, and Siskowski is going to be heading to the line. They collapsed on him. And so Siskowski will have the front end of a one-and-one. That's now 9 team fouls against Loop City, so this will still be a one-and-one here for Siskowski. And he hits the first of what are now 2 free throws. As he's earned the bonus. Makes it a 10-point lead here for Ravenna. Free throw here will make it the largest lead of the game, and it is no good. Rebounded by Cole Lambrecht. Kick it up ahead here for Jacobowski. He'll fire a 3. It's off the mark. And rebounded by Blake Cremosta. Cremosta just kind of pivot with the basketball. And then he gets it up ahead. And he's fouled on the arm as he tries to get it up ahead. So Cremosta now is going to go shoot 2. After missing his first 1-1, he hit both ends of the 1-1 a moment ago. And with 19.6 to go here, I think this one's a foregone conclusion. The free throw was up and good for Kamosta. 42-31, largest lead of the game. And the second free throw makes it even larger. 43-31, they roll it up ahead here for Bocart. Bocart uses up his dribble. He'll just hand it off here for Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht, 12 seconds left, fires a long three about 40 feet away. And up high for the rebound is Lambrecht. He can't come up with it. Rolls to the right corner. Jarzynka, he'll fire a long three. It's no good. Rebounded by Douglas, and Douglas will dribble out there with it. They let him do so, and your final score is Ravenna 43 and Loup City 31. They pick up a 12-point win. Their largest lead of the game was the final score, 43-31 over Loup City, as the Red Raiders just really kind of got cold in that fourth quarter and couldn't answer back. And so Ravenna does what they need to do, and they win it by a final of 43-31. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney. So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on at Misco's now, keeping our schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Loup City trying to answer the bell. They cut the lead down to three, but then Ravenna just opened it up. They hit their free throws down the stretch. A big three-pointer by Sid Techmeyer in that fourth quarter changed the tone of the game a little bit, just as Loup City was cutting back and making it kind of interesting. Techmeyer hit that, and another turnover down the stretch, and next thing you know, Ravenna had that 7-8-point lead again, and Loup City just never really could answer back, and Ravenna won this one by a final of 43-31. And so congratulations to Coach Baronic and the Ravenna Blue Jays for coming away with the championship of their own holiday tournament over Loup City. But it wasn't easy. Paul Henry and his crew, they fought awfully hard in this one, but just offensively just didn't have the firepower that they probably needed. And so Loup City falls 43-31. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Loup City. Leading the way for them was Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht scored 9 points in that first quarter, finished with 11 in the game. 5 points for Cole Lambrecht, 9 for Austin Jacobowski off the bench, and also 2 points for Alex Spontansky. And so Loup City, who trailed at halftime by a count of 19-15, they fall here in Ravenna 43-31. And kind enough to talk to us about it is Loup City head coach Paul Henry. Coach, you came back, you fought back, and then all of a sudden, just bang, bang, suddenly in that fourth quarter, they pushed that lead right back out at you.
Yeah, a little bit what happened to Overton yesterday. We just ran out of bodies with our leading scorer on the bench all night due to tailbone incident last night, and that's 16 points out of the lineup. That's tough to overcome. And then we'd bring a freshman off the bench to give us a little help. One trip, and he rolls an ankle, and all of a sudden we're playing with six against a Ravenna team that subs liberally. And, you know, you just got to have the people to keep up with them. And, just the energy of the game. And we had a couple mental breakdowns right there when we were tired. And But 43 points, and we're fouling them at the end. I was very pleased with our defense tonight. We just got to find a way to score at times. And we missed some close shots, and we need to get those down in a game like this.
Yeah, and you did get some pretty good looks. Your offensive sets looked pretty good. Again, I think you got some good looks at the basket. You just weren't hitting the shots.
Yeah, and I hope to blame that on holiday break so it doesn't stay up with us. But that was a hard-fought game. Coming into Ravenna again, hold them to 43 points, and we're not delaying or anything. I'm very pleased with the defense. We just got to find that way to score and find some depth. We got to get healthy still.
And it's one of those things that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. There's a lot of good lessons you guys can take out of this game.
Yeah, there is. And we have Adams Central next, so it doesn't get any easier. Then we're at Shelton. We've been on the road for a long time. So we're going through the battles right now, and this should help us come conference tournament time, and then down the road with districts. And I couldn't be more pleased with the effort I got out of our guys tonight.
Talk a little bit about the injury. How serious is the tailbone?
He landed square on it last night, and he just ginger. He tried to shoot a layup early in the game, and he just couldn't elevate right there. And there's a lot of season left. You just take care of the young man. And he's got some days off now, and we'll have him back by next Friday.
You try to play with something like that, then you might get your back out of the line doing something else. You can make it a whole lot
exactly,
worse.
Exactly,
exactly. I love the effort. Defensively, you guys work very, very hard, and it's frustrating to watch them out there run the offense well but not get the shot to fall when you do get a good look.
It is sometimes because – as a coach, you want every shot to go in, and we just didn't shoot well in the tournament right here. We'd had three games coming in. We'd been in the 60s all three games right before Christmas, and just kind of went stagnant right here. We'll get it back once we get in the gym a little bit more.
All right, Paul, appreciate the time. Thanks,
hey,
man.
Thank you for everything you guys do, and tell Duda to start getting healthy.
All right, will do. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. That's Paul Henry, the head boys basketball coach at Loup City. A final of 43-31. Nice win here for Ravenna. And again, Loup City, a lot of positive things out there. A little short staff with a couple of injuries, as Coach Henry pointed out. So once again, 43-31 is our final score. We'll take another break. We'll take a look at the numbers for Ravenna. Hopefully be able to talk with Coach Bronick. We'll do that as we continue with our Misco Sports post-game report right after this timeout.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Here in Ravenna, let's take a look at the numbers. We're here for the Jays. Leading the way for them was Sid Techmeyer. Techmeyer had 10 points in the first quarter, finished with 13 in the game, but his three in that fourth quarter was a very important play. So he finished with 13 points to go along with seven rebounds as well. Also in double figure tonight was Blake Cremosta, and Cremosta did all of his damage in the second half. He had three straight baskets in that third quarter to help open up the lead and hold on to it, and then hit four out of five free throws as well. So he finished with 10 points. 13 for Techmeyer, 10 for Kremosta. Tom Siskowski finished with 8 points as well. 6 points for Paul Bauer, who also did an outstanding job of rebounding and playing defense down low. 4 points for Tyler Douglas and 2 points for Kobe Schirmer for Ravenna. They pick up a 43-31 win. And not an easy win at all here, as Loup City playing tenacious defense. As Coach Baronic mentioned to us at halftime of the girls' game, it was pretty much as he anticipated, and he's kind enough to join us here to talk about it as well. This really was kind of what you kind of told us it would be. It would be a hard fought. You're going to have to play good offense because that defense is going to come at you.
Yep. You know, and Loup City did exactly what they had to do. Unfortunately for them, you know, one of their top players is injured right now, and you know, with him in the game, it's probably a whole different deal. I mean, he's a really, really, really good player in Brady Rasmussen. I feel so bad for him because he's not only a good player, he's a pretty good kid. And that part of athletics stinks. But give our guys some credit, too. You know, we made some adjustments in the fourth quarter about driving a little bit more and getting to the rim. You know, we were doing nothing on offense to even help ourselves score. The fourth quarter, we did figure out some things on some flare screens and some slips and some drives.
And I'll tell you, nice job driving there for Blake Cremosa. It seemed like, you know, almost like three out of four possessions there. Not only did he drive, but he got some big buckets for you.
He did. He made some great shots. And the other thing he did was when I pulled him over and I told him, you need to drive. Well, he listened to his coach for once. You know, a lot of players do that, you know, especially when I'm ranting and raving and screaming and spitting and hollering. It's tough. But Blake's a gamer. You'd be surprised that he's a sophomore and some of those moves he made and the guts that he showed. But he's pretty important to our ball team.
Well, when he was shooting free throws in that fourth quarter, you forgot about it, too. He went 4 out of 5 from the line.
Absolutely. You know, the guy's got, you know, kahunas of steel, I guess. I don't know what else you would say. I think you can say kahunas on TV.
You can say kahunas. I just said, I think we're good.
But, you know, Blake's a special kid. He takes a lot of pride in his game. And that's a sophomore walking up there with a lot of confidence and just busting him home. And I couldn't be more happier for him. You know, he is hard on him. He's more hard on himself than I am on him because he does not like to fail. And he's a perfectionist in that way. And sometimes it can bite you a little bit. You know, but he just really did a nice job for a second half, especially fourth quarter.
And in that first quarter, I mean, your team found the hot hand in Techmeyer, and they kept feeding him, and he got you off to a great start.
Well, the kid can just shoot with about 1 inch of space. I don't, honest to God, I've never coached a player like that. Even the Bronick boys, who are supposed to be decent, could not shoot with that quickness. And when they got into college, they had to figure it out. But right now, Sid is one of the best shooting 3-point players, I think, in the area. He would have to be, in the argument of in the top five for sure. You know, just the way he gets it off. But yeah, Sid, and then he had a really big one in the fourth quarter where he was struggling because, you know, Loup City's going to take away what you do well, and they're going to take Sid away, obviously. And he just hit a dagger when one of our guys found him on a drive.
And that was, because they cut the lead down to about one possession.
Yep.
And, you know,
I think that made it 10 when he hit it. And that's just tough, man. Or 8 or whatever. But it just felt like 100. And the other thing that we said about our guys, you know, we're used to scoring 60, 70, you know, sometimes 80 points. This was one of those games where we had to put that aside. You know, Sid averaging 20 points wasn't going to be allowed to do that and those types of things because of the way that Loup City plays. And so now we were worried about separation. So we just wanted to keep distancing ourselves away from them, you know, because a 6-point lead in this game is almost like a 12 to 15 point in a regular game for us.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you get to 10, that's 20, you know, 25. It feels like that almost in this kind of game.
And you finished with your largest lead of the game when you ended up winning it by a final of 43-31. Now you kind of run a little bit of a gamut here. You've got a pretty tough stretch here. You play at
we go the NBA schedule. 3 nights in a row. Yeah. 2 on the road, and we finally get one at home. And then, with Donovan Trumbull, much, much improved team, coaching change, and Hartman's doing a nice job with those guys. They're playing hard. They've played a tough competition. Wood River beat Centura, a team that won in our holiday tournament here. So the parity in the Loup Platte is just, you know, very, very evident. And then we play Litchfield, and that's a former player of mine that's coaching that team. They're struggling a little bit, but James Habe is one of those players that we had here at Ravenna that just epitomized Blue Jay basketball. Now he's trying to get that at Litchfield. And those players are finding out that you have to be tough and you have to play hard in order to be successful. And that might be the only thing that saves us here in Anna. Our kids play hard. Not to take anything away from Loop City, their kids play hard too. But, you know, our skills compared to most people, not overly great probably, but heart and desire, overly great for us.
Well, and you like to say that your sophomore player, Blake, kind of showed that in that second half. And that one of the biggest differences of the ball game here today was how well he played. And again, this was Blue Jay basketball.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's what we have to do in order to be successful. And I know sometimes it gets ugly and things and bodies are flying all over. And, you know, as I'm watching the kids play here, we got a kid laying down right now. I got this Colcock. He's got a one-second decision. He better get up right now and get playing. Otherwise, have the ambulance come and get him, all right?
Coach, as always, great to talk to you afterwards. Congratulations. Nice.
Thanks,
man.
Randy. You tell that Doodah guy to get healed up and fixed and whatever he's supposed to do, because he
gargle
really
salt water there.
He's really ticked us off. So,
well, yeah,
but we had the A team. We didn't win the JV. So,
see, I'm feeling better now.
You
thanks.
Are.
All
yeah.
right, Paul. Appreciate the time. Always, Paul Baronic. Congratulations on the win here. Final of 43-31, and that'll wrap up things here from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. The Ravenna boys win. The Centura girls win. Congratulations to all the teams picking up wins today. And thank you so much for joining us. All of our sponsors for helping us bring you coverage of high school basketball. And for Stacy Johns, our engineer back in the studio, I'm Randy Bushgard. Thanks for joining us. Have a happy new year, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.